1. James.
I have a huge fear of speaking in front of people. Seriously, I'd rather do anything else. And I'm a lawyer, so it's all about how you speak and present your case. I decided to take a public speaking course, and the teacher taught me some great tips. By memorizing the first line of my speech, by looking out in the audience and focusing on just one person at a time, and, of course, by practicing a ton in that class, I was finally able to improve. Oh, and I always exercise before a presentation to calm my nerves.
1. Sophia.
I love to speak in public. People think if you love public speaking, then it's easy, but that's not true. I work for a nonprofit organization, so I give lots of speeches to convince people to donate money. I would tell stories and jokes, ask the audience questions, but they wouldn't donate money. I was too spontaneous, and I wasn't reaching them. So I started to organize my ideas. By putting my stories at the beginning of my speech and ending with numbers and facts, I had a bigger impact. I'm still spontaneous, but hard facts and data are hard to forget, so I always end with those.
2. James.
I remember I was so excited to learn how to drive. I was 15 when my dad gave me my first lesson in a parking lot. He taught me the basics and then wanted me to drive home on a busy street that first day. He said that by learning on the road with other drivers, I would never forget the basics. That was my dad. My mom was another story. She was so nervous that we never left the parking lot. I never practiced with her again. And it took her 6 months to get in the car with me, even after I got my license.
2. Sophia.
I'm from New York City, where most people don't even learn to drive until they're older. But not me. I first tried when I was 18 with my mom. I wanted to visit a friend, so we went in my mom's car. I thought by going slowly I'd be fine, but I hadn't thought about parking, and in the city, parking is impossible. After 30 minutes of trying to park and almost hitting two cars, I just wanted to go home. But my mom insisted we keep practicing, so we drove outside the city, where I finally could relax and get comfortable driving.